Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'd like to begin by reading, I'm going to read quite a few verses in the sixth chapter of John as I share a message that nothing be lost. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him, and he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. This was one of the mighty miracles that Jesus accomplished. He came into the world to save souls, didn't he? Jesus walked a lonely road up to Golgotha's hill, to Calvary, to save souls. Even though he shrunk from that hour, he said, "For this purpose I came into the world." He understood that. Jesus Christ himself, being the great Lamb of God, bore the heavy sins of the world, and it is Jesus Christ, our Savior, our only Savior, who does not want any soul to be lost. Jesus said in that 12th verse, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And I'd like to share just a few verses found in Isaiah 52, where the prophet declares, he's speaking to God's people, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye've sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money and without price." We are being admonished to awake from our sleep of lethargy, from our winking and condoning of sin, to loose ourselves from the bands of our neck, right? And to rise from the dead, as it were, and Christ shall give us light. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, and this is the King James, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Another translation states it like this, the Living New Testament. "So be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. And make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good." And those same verses, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, the NIV, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Jesus said that nothing be lost. Beloved, there's a reference in Proverbs, I remember the location, but it says, the substance of a diligent man is precious. Everything God has given to us, beloved, brother and sister, everything you have that you possess, and I'm not just speaking now of material things, is precious. Your time, your energies, all those things are very precious, and we are given all these things. We're given time. We're given the strength, our health, the days that we have. We are going to be held accountable as stewards of how we steward, how we manage the things God has given us. Jesus said, don't let anything be lost. And this includes every area of our lives. Let's look at a few of the things that shouldn't be lost. Let no moment of opportunity be lost. Have you ever had that experience? I know I have, that sometimes God wants to use you. And I'm thinking right now, there. In fact, that's how I learned to move in the gift of prophecy, that God would, he would give me an unction, and I'm speaking now in the services years ago, and I'd be afraid. I wouldn't want to step forward. I was afraid. Well, you know, I was afraid it was going to be me, and so I held back. But I suffered so after the service. It's like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I knew you wanted me to do that. And so I learned. And not only that, there may have been times, opportunities, where you have felt to do some good deed for someone, and you just didn't go ahead with it, and the time, the opportunity passed, and we can never regain those moments. And so every moment of time that God gives us is precious. Very few of us realize the value of time like we should. Shakespeare said, I wasted time, and now doth time waste me. Again, it is said by Bacon, a man that is young in years may be old in hours if he has lost no time. Horace Mann said, lost somewhere between sunrise and sunset, two golden hours each set with 60 diamond minutes. No reward is offered, for they are gone forever. The moment of opportunity that God makes for us, the time he opens to us, if it's lost, it's gone forever. We can't go back and remake tomorrow, can we? And we don't know what the future holds, but beloved, what is before you today, that's what matters. We find that on that day when Jesus went over to the desert, it was a busy day. The apostles had been sent out with power to heal, to cast out devils, to preach the gospel. They came back to report. It was a busy day for the multitudes that watched the mighty works wrought by Jesus as he healed the sick. And when Jesus stepped into one of those little ships to cross over to the other side, they ran alongside the lake, and they reached the other side before the ship did. I've been so impressed of the Lord lately, just how very precious the time he has given us is in these last days, in these troubled times in which we're living. The Lord has given his people great opportunities. For ministries, he opens up doors of opportunities, whether it's radio or television or services, to reach the lost and to encourage the saints. And beloved, every ministry that God has raised up is God ordained. He doesn't do things superficially or lightly. In God's economy of things, he has many, many things that, for example, this ministry will reach that won't be touched by another ministry. And just as other ministries will reach people that we could never reach. And that's true, beloved, in your life. We are members in particular of the body of Christ. And therefore, whatever position we hold in the body of Christ is of absolute importance. We may be a hand, or we may be an elbow, or a knee, or a foot, but whatever position in God's order of things that we occupy, beloved, We can't be replaced. And if we fail to stand faithful and obedient as willing servants and stewards over the talents God has given us, then, beloved, the whole body suffers. If we fail, certainly, or just, you know, just say, nope, not me, I refuse. Well, God can grow a new hand or a foot or a leg, if you will, for the body of Christ. He does the miraculous, but that still does not lessen our responsibility, nor does it lessen the spiritually traumatic effect it has on the body of Christ. Jesus said, let nothing be lost. And beloved, I just want to encourage some of you listening. You feel so insignificant. You feel your efforts are so minuscule that you're really not doing anything, and the enemy's trying to make you feel ineffectual. Well, I come against that lying spirit right now in Jesus' name, and I command those lying, tormenting, oppressive thoughts the enemy would bring to go from you in Jesus' name. And I'm praying the Lord will give you understanding of how important your contributions are. A smile, a cheerful word, the things that we consider so insignificant. So often we want to compare, look at ministries, the great works of God they're doing, and we feel so insignificant. Beloved, he's just going to measure your faithfulness and give you your rewards on the basis of what he's asked you to do, on those opportunities he's giving you, that nothing be lost, beloved. Well, we're going to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast, and I pray that you'll be able to be with me. But I pray for all of us. None of us know what tomorrow will bring. We might be in the best of health, and we could be gone in a moment's time. None of us have a guarantee of tomorrow. So, beloved, let's use what we have today to the uttermost, that we might, as Jesus, as much as he loved the Father, out of love for him, we'd be willing to do the very same things. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. The announcer will give you our contact information, whether you write or email. I ask that you continue in prayer support for me as I pray for you. I look forward to receiving your letter. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.